But we just got through talking about the prescription drug cost, and there was just the news brief with Mitch McConnell, and you heard what he was saying.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want socialist
price control on the cost of drugs.
Yeah. So you don't want price controls put on the drugs. The American people can't afford the drugs. But your concern is you don't want socialist price. In essence, what he's saying is we don't want to help the American people. You know, it's not you we are concerned about. It is the corporation. Let's go to the phone lines. We got John. John, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl. We've got a bigger problem than some of the things that you're mentioning, and that is the Supreme Court. I stopped listening to NPR again because they were going to interview a guy from the Federalist Society about why the Supreme Court's doing what it's doing. We know why they're doing what they're doing. There are six justices, so-called justices, on the court, and there were Federalist Society members, past or present. The whole philosophy of the Federalist Society is to basically throw the country back throughout all social progress before probably the Gilded Age. Maybe even they'd like to go back to when, prior to the Civil War, when African Americans were three-fifths of a human being and, they had no rights. And, these guys are extremists. And unless we do something about the court, things like Social Security, for example, which I believe has already been through the Supreme Court once, they're going to reverse that because they don't care about anything. They're going to reverse anything that the people that have got the big money, they're going to reverse anything that those people don't like. They've already shown that they're willing to do it in terms of climate change with the EPA. They're willing to do it in terms of medical rights with reversal of Roe v. Wade. We now have no medical privacy rights, really, because if they can do that with women, they can do any kind of medical thing they want with men or with anybody. And we've got to do something about the Supreme Court. That's all. The only answer I can think of for it is to get enough senators into Democratic senators into place that they are going to be able to rebalance and expand the court.
I will say to you, John, that your premise is 100% accurate. There's no question whatsoever that the Federalist Society has total control. They've plotted this out for decades, and they finally gotten to a point where they will now be able to get what they've been bargaining for a long time. The real tragedy in this is that, you know, the average everyday citizen who supports conservative type views on things and wanted to see this is going to find out that they're going to suffer as well as everyone else. The Federalist Society did not include the average working stiff, right? And even though the average working stiff celebrates, the fact that the conservatives control the Supreme Court and they will be controlling it for a decade or more, the United States Supreme Court. Well, that's correct. But the only way and opportunity to fix that was to expand the court. And then you've got Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, who got in the way of that. The one opportunity that there was to put the brakes on this was stopped by Joe Manchin and Christian Sinema. And now generations will have to pay the price because of those two people.
Well, what we can do about that is, you know, get rid of people like Johnson and elect enough senators to make those two irrelevant. They're Republicans.
But John, do you know that doesn't happen in the vacuum? That doesn't happen overnight. We're talking a decade. Can you imagine damage? Can you imagine the damage they're going to do in the next decade? As you talked about.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. Yes. But the average person is struggling with life, right? They're worried about
so-called inflation.
Yes.
Which is really price gouging. They're worried about things that really don't make any difference to their everyday life because they've been convinced by the Republican Party that they throw fear of anybody that's different, fear of LGBTQ people, fear of the immigrants,
black people,
anybody that's different from the white
Anglo-Saxon
supremacist,
right?
Yeah, that we've got, and they're going to come out and vote in droves. The only help for it that we've got is for both the Democrats to come out and vote and get as many people possible voting with us, and we've got to make the rest of the public aware, the so-called independent voter, the people that either don't come out because it doesn't seem to affect them, or the people that just, they've always, you know, checked the box labeled R, and that's all they're ever going to do. If we can make them aware of what the stakes are, and the other thing is we've got to get the young people involved because this is their future. You and I, we're not going to live to see the worst of climate change. You and I probably won't live to see the worst of the effects of the Supreme Court. But the kids, the younger people, kids like my grandson, kids
yes.
like my son,
yes,
these people are going to feel the full effects of all of this crap. They're the ones that are also going to have to get out and vote.
So, John, we've got to do it now.
John,
I don't disagree with one thing you had to say because it is, in fact, the truth. And I know it's a truth that many people don't want to hear. You know, we don't want to hear this tough conversation, you know, because things are going good for me right now, and I don't know what they're talking about. I'm doing fine. I got money in my 401k, and you know, my house is paid for, and I've got a rainy day fund, and my children are doing all right. I got a new car, and you know, and so, you know, I'm living in the suburb, and so what are they talking about? That doesn't impact or affect me. But they don't understand.
These are people that think that the money that they have, which is so small by comparison with the obscenely rich people that are really controlling things, they think their money can protect them from all this stuff, too. And just, you know, just as if when you were a rich Jewish person in Germany in the 1930s, some of them probably thought their money could protect them too, and boy, did they find out differently.
Well,
you know, this is a serious problem, and we have essentially an oligarchical, fascist, religious, extremist Supreme Court. Until we do something about that. Well, yes.
Hey, know. John, thank you very much. Well thought out. Money's not life. Money is a part of life. It's not life. Yep. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for what you had to add. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.